clemency for Edward Snowden? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A New York Times editorial says that NSA leaker Edward Snowden has done America a service by disclosing the extent of our government's curiosity and therefore deserves presidential clemency. But as National Security Advisor Juan Zarate points out,
the administration doesn't even know all of the information that Snowden has stolen. It would be wholly premature.
And I think there's another factor, too. As more and more of our lives are linked to computers, somebody's got to keep tabs on the overseas and domestic groups that seek to break them. And it's clearly not going to be your home antivirus program. I get antivirus updates every day, and we still hear about breach after breach.
Online security breach.
Millions of Skype and Snapchat users.
And the advice we get to deal with it?
Monitor your accounts closely. Look for unauthorized activity.
Security expert Richard Sicilian.
Make sure that you're not using the same password for multiple accounts. Have updated antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, and a firewall.
Listen to him. This sounds like a full-time job. Most of us are still trying to get a handle on our credit card statements. We now trust the internet for everything from the family photos to the family nest egg, and yet it seems to be getting less and less secure. The NSA may be intrusive, but there's a real enemy out there that it's trying to stop. And if Edward Snowden expects clemency, he'll need to at least acknowledge that and convince us that reining in the NSA doesn't give the green light to the bad guys, who, come to think of it, could probably hack the traffic lights too. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.